It's local election day across BC today. Polls close at 8 p.m. Buyer's remorse begins at 8:01. Geez, you say after the candidate you voted for turns out to be a Satanist, or, worse, a Leafs fan. That wasn't in the brochure. Making the right choice is important, just like on one of those backcountry roads where the sign reads, pick your rut carefully, because you'll be stuck in it for the next 4 kilometers. Except in this case you can substitute years for kilometers. You'll live with today's results until 2026. It's daunting, though. In Greater Victoria, a total of 264 people are running for 13 municipal councils, 3 school boards and the CRD. Among the storylines to watch, Victoria Vacancies, the longest-running soap opera this side of Coronation Street, is about to get a whole new cast. Not only is Mayor Lisa Helps bowing out, but the candidates to replace her include incumbent councillors Marianne Alto and Stephen Andrew, meaning that one, or, less probably, both, of them will be out of office, too. Of the remaining councillors, only Ben Issett is running for re-election. That kind of exodus is unprecedented. The Saanich mayoralty. Some of this year's municipal ballots look like takeout menus. In Victoria, 8 people are running for mayor and 37 for council. In Nanaimo, it's 4 and 29, even without the Jersey Shore meets House of Cards council dysfunction that preceded the 2018 election, intervention in Vancouver Island's second most populous municipality. Sooke, the 13th largest, has 3 and 23, while even the island's smallest municipality, Zabaios, has 9 candidates wrestling over 4 seats in a village of 126 souls. But while the island's largest municipality, Saanich, has 22 council candidates, the only ones running for mayor are incumbent Fred Haynes and Dean Murdoch, who served 3 terms on council prior to 2018. In a year of crowded fields, this one's a straightforward 2-horse race. Slate's this election has seen the emergence of the Vancouver Island Voters Association, which is running 7 candidates for Victoria Council and 6 for school board. The newly formed group has also provided a rallying point for self-described progressives who see a right-wing threat in Viva, tracing ties to the People's Party of Canada and vaccine mandate protesters. In Sooke, a similar effort has 4 council candidates and 3 school board candidates grouped under electionsforchange.ca, though they say they are not a formal slate but a group of like-minded people. Meanwhile, the Together Victoria name that was attached to 3 left-leaning Victoria councillors in 2018 has vanished from the ballot. Langford. Speaking of slates, how about the fastest-growing city in BC? For years, Langford elections have been more like a coronation for Stu Young et al., a predictable outcome that in 2018 probably contributed to the 19% voter turnout, the lowest in Greater Victoria. But with the population growing by a third in 5 years, the result is harder to predict this time. A slate called Langford Now is challenging Young's Community First Langford group of 4 incumbents and 2 newcomers. 2 other incumbents are running independently. How to take part, BTW? Here's the 2018 voter turnout for the Capital Region's other 12 municipalities: Oak Bay 54%, Sydney 49%, Victoria 45%, North Saanich 44%, Metchison 44%, Sooke 42%, Saanich 38, Central Saanich 33, Colwood 32, Esquimalt 30, View Royal 25. Highland seats were filled by acclamation SO. How do you take part? The rules are the same throughout BC. To vote, you must be at least 18 years old, be a Canadian citizen and have lived in BC for at least 6 months. You vote in the municipality in which you live, though people who reside in one community but own property in another can cast a ballot in both places. Only one non-resident vote per property, though, and no voting for properties in which corporations have a stake. If you're not already registered, you may do so today by bringing 2 pieces of personal ID, including one with your residential address and at least one with your signature, to one of the polling places in your municipality. The municipality's website can tell you where they are. That's it. Go vote. You won't get another chance until 2026.Janox at timescolonist.com. For more election news and candidate information, go to timescolonist.com. Civic election greater than greater than greater than. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor. Letters at timescolonist.com.